T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking about rooting for teams, you know, my next guest does a lot. He wears many hats. I mean, the last couple of years, he was intensive to University of Miami and, you know, covered them religiously. He still goes to the games and does a great job, but he's kind of turned his eye into South Florida recruiting, and he's doing an awesome job. He goes to a lot of games, sees a lot of kids, talks to a lot of the recruits, which is awesome. Marcus Benjamin is kind enough from Rivals.com to join us. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's like kind of a collaborative thing now, Rivals.com, On Three, but you guys are doing it all, and certainly your podcast this morning was awesome. A lot of information. If people need to go to that to listen to some really good information on recruits, potential kids who may jump out. But again, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Blue, for having me. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of news when it comes to recruiting, as always, as it's officially flip season with all the firing of head coaches. And, you know, the news just keeps flowing on Three Rivals.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you got to keep your ear to the grindstone because of, like you said, opening at FSU maybe, opening at Florida for sure, opening at LSU for sure, opening at Penn State for sure, and other schools as well. And a lot of these kids, as you and I talked about this morning on your podcast, which is a great podcast, is that you have to pretty much do your homework now, because there's a lot of kids that are playing that waiting game. You know that they're going to, you know, they're committed to this school or Florida for now, but let's see who they bring in at the end of the season. See if that guy has a fit, see if his philosophy is going to be the same. Talk about that, because you have to be, I mean, you have to be five steps ahead of the game, you know, in your business, because you've got to look at some kids who are at LSU who may have, you know, past, you know, ties with a Florida coach or with a Miami coach. And there's so much to unpack because you don't know until a coach is named at the school what kind of, you know, what kind of like relationship they have with a lot of these other recruits. So this thing could drag on well past the first of the year.
Yeah, it definitely could. National signing day, the early national signing period is coming up in the first week of December. Most kids will sign during that period. But with the kids that are kind of in limbo right now, they are really kind of surveying all options at this point, because these kids want to not only play early, but they just want to find the best situation or the best fit for themselves and their future. And they might not find that out in time for early signing day. The traditional national signing day is still, you know, that first week of February. So it kind of gives them time But for most of these kids, a lot of these kids commit to a certain coach or commit to a certain staff. And when a coach does get fired, a lot of these staff members find the exits as well or find a different right. situation. So a lot of these recruits do the same. You know, that's why it's actually good for schools to really keep in contact with recruits that are committed to a certain school. I think, you know, a lot of fans may, you know, have a gripe about that because, hey, they're committed. The word committed doesn't really mean anything so much. But
in this
day and age, you do have to keep your options open because you never know when the coach that has been recruiting you for the entire time of your recruitment has all of a sudden jumped to a different school. And these relationships are big as far as where a lot of these kids decide to commit and eventually sign. So it's really all up to the kid to really decide if they are going to commit to a coaching staff or a coach or an actual program.
Yeah, that's a good point. Marcus Benjamin joining us, Rivals.com on 3. And here's the thing, too. There's a lot of programs that will retain their head coaches, but they may not be doing as well, you know, as a lot of these recruits were, you know, maybe thought of. You know, Syracuse is one of those schools that probably has underachieved since their quarterback got hurt. They've kind of slid down a little bit, and they did pretty well with a couple of recruits, you know, a couple of local recruits as well. You got to play into that, too, where, you know, you got to kind of say, you know, to the recruit, hey, listen, you know, you were going to that school last year when they were 9-3. Now they're like 4-6 and they're not doing as well. And, you know, you may be able to sway, especially in this day and age. Talk about the NIL. You know, the NIL has been such a key part in all this because everybody wants that money. Everybody wants that Carson Beck type of money. Everybody, how do you deal with something like that? Because that's never easy because a kid could be committed solid to Missouri and then all of a sudden somebody at the University of Southern California gives him an NIL deal and he's gone with the wind.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I want some of that Carson Beck money too, Blue. it's really all about the best situation for a kid. I think NIL is definitely a factor in, I would say, in 90% of all of these recruits. Some of these recruits are going to commit to a school no matter what, just because, you know, they grew up watching the school or, you know, their parents went to the school. So there's not a ton of wiggle room there. But for the most part, yes, NIL is definitely a factor when it comes to the ultimate destination that these kids decide to commit and sign to. I think it's good for college football or college football players just because I think we've come to a time where these kids do deserve monetarily what they are eventually producing for a school because a lot of these fans are coming to see the players, you know.
100%.
See these players perform and they deserve something for their performance on the field. So I definitely think it's huge factor. And you kind of see it with the schools that do have deep pockets to you know, pay some of these kids. Miami is a school that will definitely utilize some of that leverage to, you know, sway a kid to come to the school and you know, other bigger schools with bigger you know, endowment like Texas or Ohio State. It definitely does play a factor, but it's not so much talked about. You know, I feel like I am, you know, telling too much as it is just with this answer as far as NIL is concerned, but it's definitely a factor in college football today. It just kind of comes with the territory.
No doubt. I know a lot of people want to know more. You got all the answers. Obviously, your podcast is great. Let everybody know how they can reach you and follow all your articles and also some the podcast information.
Yeah, my articles are posted on Rivals.com, so you can literally just kind of search my name, Marcus Benjamin. Articles on three. Also do have a podcast, like you mentioned, the South Florida Recruiting Report. That's on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to that. And you can follow me on social media as well, Benjamin Rivals on Twitter, X, and also at Benjamin Report on Instagram.
Sounds good. Marcus, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blue. Appreciate you having me.
Good stuff. Marcus Benjamin, Rivals.com, does an awesome job recruiting-wise. Please follow him. Check out the podcast as well.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.